Commanders, eagles, and angels. Yes, we are the voice of truth. Welcome this Friday night, this Lion's Gate evening. We welcome you to our Friday night History of Nisara call. We're so grateful to be here. We're grateful you have shown up. And we ask you to come together, as we all do, always do, in a circle of light to begin our show. This is Deanna. I'm speaking to you tonight from the land of the Grand Tetons. And it's a very beautiful time of year. We've had 5 days of very intense rain, and it's really quite amazingly beautiful here. So I hope you are having a good summer wherever you are, and I send you all a big hug and lots of love tonight. So let us begin by gathering in our sacred circle. And let us begin by breathing together. Everyone take a big, deep, clearing breath, and let's let go of the day for a moment. And inhale again, and blow out. And just let go of what you need to this moment. Any excess energies, any worries, concerns of the day, of the hour. We gather always in a circle of love to begin our shows. So take your place around the virtual campfire. Find your spot. In the center is a beautiful electric blue and violet flame, the eternal flame of the great heart of this one universe that we live in. The threefold flame, love, power, and wisdom. And we always gather around that heart flame which lives within us. And reach out with your energies for a moment and greet those sitting beside you. And anchor yourself to the earth. Feel your feet anchor to the great central sun that lives within our planet, this Mother Gaia, this beautiful blue-green diamond that floats in space every day, turning and spinning, providing for all of us with such grace and love. We are so grateful for this planet. And we always honor her in these meditations. So we ground ourselves to the Earth Mother, knowing that the work that we do for her ascension, and for the life that lives within her, that it may continue, that she might reach her ascension as we reach our ascension. What that means is graduating from a third dimensional planet to a fifth dimensional world of peace and joy and harmony. The mighty Sat Yuga is upon us. Now take a moment and reach up to the heavens and welcome your angels and guides and interdimensional teachers, those beings that work with all of us interdimensionally, the master brotherhoods of light that have worked on this planet so diligently. We welcome that energy, the energy of Father Sky meeting Mother Earth within us, within our own heart flame. We are the place where that energy meets, where the rubber meets the road, you could say. We welcome the presence of all of our brothers and sisters of the light, all levels of life, the Davy Kingdoms and the furry ones and the fishy ones and all of the beings interdimensionally beyond our sight and awareness, the starseed, star nation, our ascended master teachers. We welcome all of those energies into our circle this night. And as this energy builds in that blue electric flame of violet fire grows in the center of the circle, let us take a moment in prayer and let us place in the center of the circle the names, let us name them silently, of all those concerned in our lives. We have so many people that we are praying for these days, so many places where there is strife and pain and suffering. So we hold all of those peoples and nations and places in this heart flame of love tonight. The people of Iraq who are struggling, people of Palestine, of Israel, the African nations. Let's just say naming them goes on and on. We place all of those concerns in the circle of love. Imagine that we can surround this planet with our heart flame and that we can add unto it and lift it out of that place of suffering and into the place of healing and joy. And we can do that with our thoughts, with the power of the heart, and with us all standing together in brotherhood and sisterhood. And we place any names of those in our families who need immediate attention also within this circle. Any pets, any of those beloved ones, the furry ones that live with us that are having struggles this night as well. Oh, we are so grateful to be here alive on this planet and to be nearing the end of this third dimensional wave of untruth and embracing the mighty Satyuga, where all is revealed, where there are no more secrets, and where justice and peace can reign once more on this planet and reign finally in completion, that we can walk across the finish line together. And to do that, we have to risk a lot. We have to jump in there. We have to take action. And I have some words to share tonight about wisdom and understanding, about risking everything. These words are given in love by Henry David Thoreau and by Walt Whitman. It says, to live deliberately, why should we live in such a hurry and in the waste of life? We are determined to be starved before we are hungry. I wish to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life. I wish to learn what life has to teach, and not when I come to die to discover that I have not lived. I do not wish to live what is not life. Living is so dear. Nor do I wish to practice resignation unless it is quite necessary. I wish to live deeply and to suck out all the marrow of life. I want to cut a broad swath, to drive life into the corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. If it proves to be mean, then to get the whole meanness, genuine, out of it and publish its meanness to the world. Or if it is sublime, I wish to know it by experience. experience and to be able to give a true account of it. For you, the sum of all known reverence I add up in you, whoever you are. Those who govern are not there for you. It is you who are there for them. All architecture is what you do to it when you look upon it. All music is what awakens from you when you are reminded by the instrument. Even the sun and stars that float in the universe, the apple-shaped earth and we upon it, the endless pride and outreaching of peoples with unspeakable joys and unspeakable sorrows, the wonder everyone sees and everyone else they see, and the wonder that fill each minute of time forever. It is for you, whoever you are. It is not farther from you than your own hearing and sight are from you. It is hinted by that which is nearest, commonest, and readiest. We consider Bibles and religion divine. I do not say they are not divine. I say that they have all grown out of you, and many more may grow out of you still. It is not they who give the life. It is you who give the life. Will you seek afar off? You surely may come back at last, and things best known to you, find the best or the good as the best. Happiness, knowledge, not in another place, but in this place. Not for another hour, but in this hour. And finally, to laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk exposing your true self. To place our ideas, our dreams before the crowd is to risk loss. And to love is to risk being loved in return. To hope is to risk despair. To try to risk is failure. To live is to risk dying. And so to life this night, we undertake this journey with great joy and deep gratitude. And I leave all of you with those thoughts tonight, and hopefully in the next little while we will see the magnificent splendor of justice and truth and peace. That's our prayer. Thank you for standing with us and for listening and supporting and doing all that you do in your lives every day. We love you. And could not do this, walk this journey without you. Namaste. I pass the talking stick now to Caroline.
Well, I'll take that talking stick. And thank you, Deanna, for those good words. We're grateful. And this is Carolyn, and I'm here to do the housekeeping, as we are a listener-supported radio. We depend on each other for doing this work, for paying the BBS bill. We're really grateful for BBS for all that they do. And so we're grateful for all of us to come forward and pay it forward, and we have successfully done this week.
Rainbird, you're sounding really weird. Say, I think you went back to the right space. You were sounding like a...
Oh, okay. I put the phone in the wrong place. Is this better?
That's way better. So you might want to speak again what you were saying, because that sounded like Donald Buck on steroids.
Yes. I just want to express my gratitude to BBS for all that they offer to us and the work they do with us. And as we are a listener-supported radio program, we have a commitment each week of $300, and we're very grateful for all of your gifts. We are even Steven for this week and looking for $300 for next week. So that's really good, and we're rolling through this in a really good way, and it's lots of gratitude for that abundance that brings into our lives. And so the way that we contribute to BBS Radio is you go to bbsradio.com and click on Radio Station 2, and there's icons there for our shows. The Stargate Roundtable on Thursdays with Marita, and the Friday Night Hard News Call with Tara and Rama is another icon that you can click on, or you can click on the one for the Saturday call, the History of Nisera call with Tara and Rama. So any one of those three icons will take you to the right place to make a contribution. And we're so grateful to have your gifts that way, and we're grateful for all the blessings that come your way as well. Also, you can send that through the mail, those contributions, with a check or a money order. Send it to BBS Network, Incorporated, at 5167 Toyon Lane, T as in Tom, O-Y-O-N as in Nancy, Lane. And that's in Paradise, California. And the zip to Paradise is 95969. So put attention, Don, on that envelope and put a little memo that it's for Tara and Rama and Marita's calls. And that will do the job. And we're so grateful for all of your gifts and paying it forward. So thank you. And we also assist Tara and Rama with their rent. And the rent is a lot, so we like to work on it ahead of time so that they feel comfortable the money is coming in that way. The ways that you can send a check or money order to Rama is this address, Ram D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, and that's Ram D. D is in David. And that address is 1704-B, as in boy, 1704-B, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, at number 249. And that, of course, is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The zip there is 87505. And then, as you wanted to go to the website or the blog site to make a donation, you can do that. That address is 2013 Rainbow Roundtable .name.com. And there's a donate button on the homepage and another one just above the blog section on that website. So that's another way you can make a contribution using your plastic. That takes 5 days. This is a good time to do those contributions because it has time to get there before they need it. And so we're grateful that all their rent money comes in a good way and early for them as well. Their email address, if you're sending something, is coran9999@hotmail.com. So take note, that's a new email address for them. And if you need to make a phone contact, you can call Marita at 317-773-0061. So again, 317-773-0061, and they can make arrangements for that contact. Mother Segment and Tara and Rama give wonderful readings. If you want to make an exchange that way, it's definitely worth doing. And I think that's all the information that you need. We are also grateful for all of us in showing up this way each week, and grateful for being able to do that in a good way, and grateful to be supporting Tara and Rama with the work that they do. So with that, I pass the talking stick to you, Tara and Rama. Greetings, and happy Mother's Day, Lionsgate 88.
Greetings.
Thank you, sister, and thank you, Deanna. And, you know, this is a rough period, to say the least, and grasping for the good vibrations, the higher vibrations, and actually maintaining that level of consciousness is probably the best way to get through this. And in reality, that's where the highest form of love resides. And we really need to reach that very high space right now. It is so heavy to see them going around killing kids again. Like, yeah. You know, and it didn't happen, you know, 372 hours and justifying with absolute impudence. And I mean impudence, everybody.
And this is not Hamas. This is our black ops. Completely. Just like the group called ISIS, who stole the name from the goddess. They do not represent ISIS or Inanna on any level.
Well, they said it today that they cut it short. I mean, it meant Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria. Yet then there's ISIL, which is Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. What the Levant means is it's really more like what they want. They want to form a caliphate, and they want to include all the places in the Middle East.
And there is already...
Wait.
Okay.
And that's got to do with Jordan and Lebanon and Syria and Saudi Arabia and then Iraq as well. And they want to form a complete caliphate, which means that everybody that's not Islamic has to become Islamic, or they said it right out loud that they need to use guns to kill them. Yep.
And I'll just say that the Mahdi is here. His name is Lord Kalki Maitreya. And the story is not about the Iron Fist. It is about the butterfly and the hummingbird medicine.
And it's not so easy to see at the moment.
And that has to do with the lies that have to do with our controlled media. Let's just say this is a voice crying out, like John the Baptist basically saying, turn off the fake news and turn this on.
Yeah.
And
there is also much to be concerned about this group. Let's just call it the IS, Islamic State.
Yeah.
Having taken over the biggest dam.
And all these folks over there called the Islamic State, they were trained by Mr. Paul Bremer and the others who took over when they fired the...
Like, well, it's not just this group. That's a group of about 10,000, and they got all kinds of funding from the United States through Mr. McCain when they were in Syria.
Right.
And they've got every kind of modern weapon that we have, and that we left over there in our Mosul base on top of that. Plus, I mean, they've been getting millions and millions I wouldn't be surprised if they got $1 billion at this point in time. And they're gathering forces from other places, other groups, all over that entire Middle East. And this is the Nazi Fourth Reich of our kind that wants to do this in Barack Obama's term so that they can blame it all on him, so that they can still think they can get their way and have a clash of civilizations in the Middle East where, and blame it on the black man.
Right, because they still want to pull off, you know, the final thing the 13 families have, because they're basically shit out of luck, excuse my language. All they have is the fear card, and what they're playing with is this fake World War III story or a alien invasion, and they are playing this up to the hilt right now. And I have to just say it is bigger than just blaming Obama and saying that we're sending troops back into Iraq.
We're not.
No, we're not.
And he made that really clear in his talk.
And this is about the criminals that are sitting right in our own house.
Did you get to talk to someone about that? Because, you know, everybody knows what you're going to say.
I did talk to somebody. I talked to this guy, Brian Epstein, today. Brian Epstein comes on Camp Lovewave. He used to be a hedge fund manager. He got out with his life. And he talked to me about what it is to be a lobbyist in this day and age. And when you are a lobbyist and you are on the coattails of somebody like Senator John McCain. I don't even want to call him the dignity of a senator. This man is a war criminal. And I will be respectful of the energies. And what Brian Epstein told me today is, for every senator, for every congressman, there are 5 lobbyists or 10 lobbyists that hang on their coattails. And Bernie Sanders doesn't play with lobbyists. Not at all. He creates his own money.
Except for one, and his name is Dr. Stephen Bassett.
That's the only good lobbyist know about.
He's not playing with hedge funds.
No, he's not. He is doing the mission to get my father on the TV.
Oh, I got to say something, everybody. Everybody on the conference line had a terrible time. They could not hear Marita at all yesterday, and they could not hear our YouTube without absolutely straining to the hilt to be able to understand the words. And I'm going to give you a number, and please, everybody get your pens and your papers out, that this is an emergency number. And that was definitely an emergency, because we get on the radio so that you can hear knowledge and information, and nobody got to hear that stuff yesterday.
No.
The thing that you have to be very clear on is that, as you folks who are having that trouble cannot tell anybody, nobody knows over on this end. That means on our end,
we can't see.
No, we can't hear.
Yeah.
That you can't hear. And the same thing with BBS radio. They have absolutely no way of knowing unless you call the station. And yesterday there were people that tried to call the station, and the reason they could not get on was because we had all of our lines were completely taken up because Marita's computer went down, so she was on the regular phone. And then they had Angel Sue on another one, and they had Rainbird on another one, and they had Kathy on another one, so that when you would call any of the numbers, you got a ring in space because they all were taken up. And that's what happened yesterday. So this is a number that overrides everything that didn't. So, I mean, everybody get your paper and pen out. I've been talking a long time now. I hope you got your paper and pen out because it's really important. We don't like to be going through a whole thing and then nobody gets to hear it. And most of the time, the people of you who are on the conference line is because you don't have a computer. See, because the computer's got a perfectly clear replay.
Right.
Yet as you don't have a computer, you've got to make an appointment at a library somewhere or find someone you know that does have one and then go make an arrangement to get to their house and then listen there. You know, and that's a lot of round and around when people are doing everything that's like called surviving stuff. So this is called the customer's service number. It's an extremely emergency-based number. You do not call it and make everybody go panicky. But that was an emergency yesterday. So that number is 888-710-8061. So let me tell you that again. 888-710-8061. I remembered. Hallelujah.
And Don just said here, you can, as you have a smartphone, but you may not have a computer, you can download the bbsradio.com app. And it's an application for an iPad or Google or an Android phone or an iPhone.
And then you can listen to it directly from BBS radio station.
That's right.
Too. And again, even people who are listening to it from their computer or from their app don't know that you folks that are on the conference line can't hear.
One touch listen, one touch call in. Easy stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
What's happening on many different levels is this, these funny little, I call them the midichlorians, the force, the mitochondria. It is an intelligent energy that in of itself is taking charge and calling the shots here on the planet in spite of all the war talk.
We're in a serious battle of the light and the dark, and this is the final battle, though.
It is, and this final battle is not about Lord Sananda and Lucifer having a smackdown on the plains of Megiddo. WWF has been canceled a long time ago.
What?
Oh, that wrestling match called Revelations, you know, that the Republicans want to play out. That is all that is going on here with these 13 families who are mothers' children who are very upset and angry at themselves for not allowing themselves at the last moment. Let's say, you know, the portal of 2012 came and went, and you're not shit out of luck. Mother always says, up until the very last nanosecond, yet it's your choice. The sun shines on everyone. It doesn't make choices.
No, it doesn't.
But if you want to choose to accept love and you're sitting in a place with a black hat, you know, ask for help. That's what I can say.
There is something happening. It's called the 47th Asian Foreign Ministers Meeting, or AMM. It started today on 8/8 Lionsgate.
Right.
In Naypyidaw, Myanmar.
Oh, yes.
And it's a call for unity for beginning the next year with a new economic Asian community. That's an interesting piece.
And before I forget, Yoko Ono has lit the peace tower in Iceland for all the people of Gaza, and especially the children.
That's good news.
She doesn't usually light the peace tower until it's John Lennon's birthday, but on this occasion, it is, you know, going strong out there. blazed a violet fire.
Very awesome. That's good news. I like to hear positive things, everybody. Anyway, Thein Sein, Myanmar's president, said the current developments in the world are a cause for serious concern. Asians should strengthen the Asian-led regional architecture. Asians should also move forward with its proactive policy of non-alignment and resort to the peaceful settlement of disputes. I don't know what that means. Move forward with its proactive policy of non-alignment and resort to the peaceful settlement of disputes. I think what they're saying is don't align and pit yourself against one against the other.
Yeah.
Instead, stay unified and find some peaceful results. And again, the threat of keeping the powers that were in power is that Trans-Pacific Partnership. Or how does that go? Southern Hemisphere Free Trade Agreement. Or, yeah, let's see, how's that go? Southern Hemisphere Asian. Southern Hemisphere Asian Free Trade Agreement, which is another way of saying TPP or SHAFTA.
Yeah, Brian Epstein calls it SHAFTA number 2.
Anyway, I wanted to just say that in Mosul, it was 106 degrees yesterday.
Oh, God.
And it was 113 degrees today. And this is why, you know, dropping food, there's no shade up on that Sinjar mountain.
Sinjar. Yeah.
And these people, there's no food up there. There's no water up there. So there was food. There's water and food now, and I guess a few meds. I really want to invoke that there's intergalactic intervention, because the characters at the bottom of the mountain, this IS is just called Islamic State, or IS, they're not going anywhere. And there was one time that there was a target and a hit from the air that our planes did. And it has to do with 30, 40 minutes away from the base of that mountain is our consulate in Mosul. And that's our people. So he's obligated to protect our people. And so that still, it does, there's no solution as this would continue to go on and on and on. Without some kind of intervention, how are they going to get down the mountain? These guys are not going to budge. And it's real easy. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
And move me over.
Very
rover.
Simple, very stupid. And it's at the place where, my father is handed the talking stick by this planet in loving presence.
So did you talk to anybody that suggested that we could certainly do something like that sooner than
later?
Well,
the way Brian Epstein put it today, since he's an ex hedge fund manager and he rubs elbows with these other, let's say, slime who are dripping in money. I mean, literally dripping in money that is blood money, like Mr. Paul Singer, or what is his name?
They're really, Argentina filed a lawsuit against the judge in New York,
yeah,
and against Singer, the hedge funder, as it is a crime to attempt to completely take down a whole sovereign
nation. Brian Epstein said Mr. Singer is just, you know, that. I mean, he is the walking dead in terms of the...
Yes, he's got his name on one of those things that take people out.
That's right. And the only way to remove Mr. Singer
is to do that.
The It's like Elizabeth Warren said, the banksters are not too big to jail, just like Bernie Madoff.
Anyway, back to this mountain scene.
Yeah.
They admitted on Al Jazeera today that there's many more people that died, both elderly and children.
Yes.
And that over this time period, there are days where it can get up to 135 degrees. And you're on the top of a mountain and there's no shade. That's not survivable.
And I would just ask, as in this loving presence circle, that as we do the night work tonight, that we ask to be taken there and help these people. Even as you just meditate on the idea of asking to go to this place, the energy is landed to make a difference in these people's lives, and they can physically see us. I mean, the veil is gone. There ain't no veil.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Anyway, on the border with Syria, the IS, the Islamic State, have gone up there and claimed to have taken full control of a Syrian government army base. And with it, they've captured tanks, artillery, and other heavy weapons, adding to their already substantial arsenal from us in Mosul. And, I mean, they have unlimited horizons on their mind. And they've already slaughtered a lot of the Zoroastrians. What are they called again?
No.
I
don't know how to pronounce that.
Oh, that word.
Please forgive me.
Yazidis.
Yeah.
The Yazidis, they've killed their children. They've chopped off heads. They've done some pretty brutal stuff. Also, the dam at Mosul that they have taken over. It's not clear exactly who's in charge of that dam yet. In 2006, the United States Army labeled it the most dangerous dam in the world. It sets about 30 miles upriver of Mosul, which has 2 million something plus people, and hundreds of thousands of them left when the IS got there. But yet, it holds millions of gallons of water. It's not very stable. Even as the rebels have taken it, it might be that they don't have to do, they don't have to do anything very much except not maintain it. As Iraq has had it, they've had to continuously pump the equivalent of tons of grout into the dam in order to maintain its continued stability. And as the dam fails, the United States Army estimated that a wall of water about 65 feet high would flood downstream. And the estimated number of deaths would estimate at more than 500,000 people would be killed in an instant. So ISIS doesn't have to do anything as malicious as attempt to blow up the dam. They can just ignore it. And it is certain that in, you know, not too much of a time period, this could be the price that gets paid. So all I can say is this is amounting to seeing that in, you know, galactic intervention is becoming more and more obviously the necessity, not just the possibility.
Yeah.
Barbara Lee had some plenty of things to say in Congress today.
And Barbara Boxer was on the Norman Goldman show this afternoon, and she basically just said, I am furious with the Republican Party. They have ultimately failed this country, and they will pay the ultimate price for what they've done.
And what Barbara Lee was saying is Congress has too many times abdicated its constitutional role in matters of war and peace, not declaring war when we went into Vietnam, not declaring war when we went into Iraq the first time in the Persian Gulf, not declaring war when we went in the second time, not declaring war, not declaring war, not declaring war,
false flag events.
And there's called mission creep. And she said, I am going to continue to make a big deal out of this because there is no solution called a military solution in Iraq whatsoever. And thank God she's so spoken. Remember, she's the only one that did not vote to go to war or did not support going into Iraq in the first place or Afghanistan. She was the only one at that time, right after 9/11. I mean, this... And then, you know, Mr. McCain and Lindsey Graham, they are in a frenzy. Wow. They are screaming how stupidly small a step it was for Barack to do what he did so far. And they just want it all out. And remember, it's them who have set these other things up for this Islamic State up. Okay, we're back, everybody. We kind of had a little bit of a crash here, but
mild hiccup.
Okay, so the other things I want to say here is, please dig deep, and you know, as you have like the telephone androids or anything, you can look for and play music that are mantras like the Nam Ring, you know. Myoho Renge Kyo. I those things are so powerful. And you know what we should play tonight is Om Namo.
Om Bhagavat.
The one from Swami Purna. Yeah, that's, we're gonna play that one at the end. Yeah. That's the one to play at the end of the show.
Okay,
everybody, it's time to get off of here. There is no lack of purpose for anybody in this time. And remember, despair is never an option. And make every thought, every word, every deed, both in the waking state and in your dreams, a meditation. And that means good vibrations are with you in everything that occurs. And love is all there is. And, you know, tough love is a necessity at times, but the toughness that you want to exude is to point out truths that people do not necessarily want to hear. Love is all there is. And so let's go to the conference line for the next hour. The number there that you can get on is 213-342-3000. The PIN code is 23, 23, 23 pound. And then we'll see you at the top of the following hour back on BBS Radio, best radio in the universe. Sat Nam.